Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and the current MPhil student in history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 16, 1950, the Barbados Advocate made public the construction of a guard wall at Walker's Bridge in St. Andrew. According to the newspaper article, laborers from the Highways and Transport Department were erecting a guard wall at Walker's Bridge in the northeastern parish. This work was to prevent Walker's River, which had changed its course, from undermining the bridge. Prior to the construction of the guard wall, the river passed under the bridge. Its diverted course now chartered it to its rear and had resulted in damage to the road. The article also highlighted the perennial issue of land slippage in St. Andrew. During the rainy season that year, residents of the parish also experienced many landslides, the largest of which occurred at Newcastle, Springvale, King Garden, Bruceville, and Baxter's Bridge were also significantly affected. The article further reported that work was being done on Baxter's Bridge and that work will soon be started in the other affected districts. St. Andrew, Barbados's fifth largest parish, has a rugged and rocky terrain which makes it prone to land slippage and instability. Despite its size, St. Andrew was also listed as having the least number of plantations and the lowest population density in the 19th and 20th centuries. A recent census revealed that the parish is still underpopulated. Over the years, severe land slippage in St. Andrew has caused residents to be relocated. For example, the book of Halls, Hills and Holes placed names of Barbados notes that four massive landslides occurred in the parish between 1901 and 1966, resulting in the relocation of residents in Rock Hall and Sedge Pond. More recently, the instability of land in St. Andrew also forced the closure of the near 100-year-old Chalky Mount Primary School in June 2015. To date, residents of St. Andrew continue to be plagued by land slippage and its effects. Fortunately, the communities of Hillaby and Whitehill were given a glimmer of hope recently. The completion of a new road in May 2024 brought some measure of relief after a decade of struggling with the inconveniences of a collapsed road. Residents of Whitehill are also slated to receive further relief when government plans to rehabilitate the area are implemented.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.